I'm Edward Taylor, and I worked for the BBC for 40 years. And one of the things I'm proudest of is having a hand in the creation of Round the Horn. That wonderful team, of course, Horn and Williams and Marsden, etc., was all together in Beyond Our Ken very successfully. But in 1964, the writer Eric Merriman declined to write any more. And I'm afraid I was responsible for this because I was doing a programme with Bernard Braden called Down With Women. Bernie cried off a few weeks ahead and needing a replacement urgently, who better than Kenneth Horn? So I asked Kenneth Horn to come in and front Down With Women, which he happily did. And the Beyond Our Ken writer, Eric Merriman, was absolutely furious. And he said, if you broadcast this with Kenneth Horn, I'm not going to write any more Beyond Our Kens. He's my artist. How dare you use him to front another comedy show? In fact, the BBC stood firm and we broadcast Down With Women, and Eric Merriman refused to write any more Beyond Our Kens, and it really looked as if that would be the end of this wonderful team. The head of department, who might have been a little more energetic in the matter, was usually rather tired and emotional by midday and not really with a great grip on the situation. So I was the one who remembered that Barry Took and Marty Feldman had just joined up as a writing team, and I remembered that Barry had started as the co-writer of Beyond Our Ken with Eric Merriman. And so I rang Barry and Marty and said, if I can get it going, would you write a new series for Kenneth Horn, Kenneth Williams, etc.? And so we had a meeting, which was rather historic in a way, I think. It was at lunchtime. You couldn't normally get the head of department in before that time, which was when he normally opened his hospitality cabinet. So there we all were at 12:15 on a day in 1964. The producer of Beyond Our Ken, John Simmons, who was very supportive and wanted to keep the team together, Barry and Marty, me, and the head of department. Everything fell in place, so off Round the Horn went for another umpteen years of fun and jollity.